Nolte, White House says Joe Biden was knocked over by gust of wind, I believe it. By John Nolte on March 20, 2021. Everyone is laughing at the White House for suggesting it was the wind that knocked his fraudulency Joe Biden over three times on Friday. Me? I believe it. You've heard the saying, things like, I was so sick a gust of wind could have knocked me over. Or, she's lost so much weight, a gust of wind could knock her over. Or, he's so scrawny, a gust of wind could knock him over. Well, according to the White House, Joe Biden is so frail, a gust of wind knocked him over. Three times. Three. For those who haven't seen it, here is unedited video of the wind knocking Biden over, three times. That's how frail Biden is. He looks like an aging vaudeville star working too hard for a laugh. But the truth is much, much worse. The man sitting in the Oval Office is so physically frail, he can be knocked over by a gust of wind. This is not good. How many people fall going up the stairs? How many people fall three times going up the stairs? And while the corrupt corporate media try to shrug it off, anyone paying attention to what's happening here in America and around the world knows this is not good. Gas prices are exploding, what a cruel tax on the working class. China's aggressors have zero respect for this president and were eager to show it this week in Alaska, where our Secretary of State was handed his ass. The southern border is reportedly in more turmoil than we've seen in decades. And just as the China virus appears to be waning, Biden is allowing illegal aliens contagious with the virus into the country. On top of that, his fraudulency and her vice fraudulency are so busy attacking America and Americans, so busy telling the world how awful their own country and countrymen are, so eager to punish and persecute us for words they equate with violence. Why wouldn't a group of mercenary thugs like those who run China take advantage of that? Why wouldn't they throw that in Secretary of State Antony Blinken's face the moment he got on his high horse about China's actual and real human rights abuses? What was Blinken going to say in return? Hey, you know and I know we're making all that America is racist shit up to win elections and that none of it is true, so let's get back to your concentration camps. Of course, he couldn't say that. Democrats run around talking about America losing its moral authority on the world stage. Well, how are we going to have any moral authority when the man sitting in the Oval Office keeps smearing his own country as plagued with systemic racism? Weakness invites aggression. That's a fact. I expect North Korea to return to its missile-firing antics any day now. God only knows what Iran is up to around the world and with its own fusion reactors. This is what happens to a great country when its president is so frail, a gust of wind can knock him over, three times. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.